Well, hi everyone. It's Sunday afternoon, the 14th of July, and I thought I'd make this tape to you now and send it to the beach. I hope you're still there by the time that it arrives. I couldn't remember exactly what date you said you'd be there, and I know that the tape I made when we came back in from Subic, I didn't send to, I sent home, but I'm sure someone will forward it to you. Anyhow, it's a nice Sunday afternoon. It's not really my day off or anything, but I was up all night, a good part of last night, so that it's my sleep day, and I slept for a fair amount of a while and got up and had something to eat, and then came back and kind of picked up my room. Things get piled up when you're busy for days on end, and then you're not, I don't get a chance to get around to cleaning or doing anything. We're busy. We're not as busy as we have been. We're still getting casualties, but not as many. However, they take a long time, so it doesn't make a difference whether it's one room you're running or three. You're still busy. You still have to stay there. And we got some bad Vietnamese in last night. They were Arvins, the soldiers for the South Vietnamese Army, and we're always kind of glad to see them come in because it means they're doing the fighting and not our kids. Of course, we're still up off Wonder Beach, up between Dong Ha and Phu Bai. And we got one last American in. I forget what time he came in, but anyhow, we finished up around 2 o'clock. With him, he had a through and through with a face. That is, the bullet went just below the nose, went from the top jaw over to the other, out the other side, and smashed, you know, his whole jawbone and all. But they put him back together again, did a very fine job. So that kept us busy. Let me just check this recorder. I had the mic in the wrong place before, so that's why it wasn't working. I started tape, and then when I went to play it back, it hadn't been working. So I guess, I don't know, I got off around 2 or something like that. But if you work like 18, 19 hours, and you don't usually have to come in the next day, I got to sleep. And then we have a new chaplain on board, a new Protestant chaplain, a very lovely man. All of us are going to shoot him. He decided that we should, instead of having our bosun's pipe, which we have occasionally, to wake you up and things like that in the morning, that we should have a bugle. So he made tapes of, he plays the bugle, and he made tapes of reveille, of taps, of tattoo before taps, of every call you can think of, chow, everything, a church call, everything. So this morning I was trying to sleep, of course, at the crack of dawn, da-da-da-da-da, right outside the door. And then there was church call, then there was chow call, and there was something else, and by that time I'd had it, you know. And we've been complaining about this regularly. So I guess I'm going to go see the exec about it and see if maybe there's some way they can't put us off their system for all that racket, because you just can't get any sleep. Because it's different with the people who work fairly regular hours, but most of us in the hospital do not. But anyhow, I was going to go out in the sun, but I decided against it. And I'd been to the beach the other day, Friday, and I decided I'd clean up my room. Things get kind of messy, you know, here when you're out and you're working and you don't have a chance to get anything done. And maybe take care of some of my correspondence. I owe the children letters. And do a few odd chores that I have to do. Listen to some tapes and all my music. Before I forget, did I tell you that Phyllis Marriott had a little girl? Oh, yes, I guess I did, because you commented on one of the tapes. And, oh, yeah, before I forget, if you're still at Narragansett and you see a real nice jazzy bathing cap, would you pick it up for me? Of course, we can't get any out here. Mine is, I got that one last year from South Carolina with the lace all over it. Well, the lace has kind of been pulled off, you know. I suppose it pulls away from the glued area. And I wear it swimming, and the kids really like it. They enjoy it. Get a kick out of it. But it's going fast, going to pot, and the water's kind of oily, so you can imagine what the white looks like after a while. They just announced swim call, and we weren't to use any of the heads on the starboard side of the ship, which means for the next hour, so you can't go to the bathroom. We were anchored out, and I think I told you before that the men jump off the ship and all. I didn't go. I just don't feel like it, to tell you the truth, and I'm a little bit suspicious of the water, because they have water snakes out here, and they said, you know, if you get bitten by a water snake, be sure to see the snake officer. Well, that's kind of ridiculous. The men said that they haven't gotten bitten by it, the snakes at all, though, and they haven't minded it. So maybe it's all right. Maybe someday I'll get hot enough that I want to go. But I did get to go on Friday. I didn't have the duty Wednesday, I guess. And so Friday, I went ashore to Red Beach and went swimming. Of course, the water again was very, very warm, but the sand was so hot, you practically got blisters. That's no exaggeration. It was really, really warm. And of course, I enjoyed the water. And there was an army nurse, there's a group of army nurses over at the 118th Hospital at Quang Tri. And they come over for a couple of, well, for a day or 2 days sometimes. And then just sort of like a rest period for them, because they get over here and they can take hot showers and eat hot meals and everything. And I said, they must think that we're terrible, because when they come down through our department, we always tell them, we always ask them, if you want to take a hot shower, just let us know. We'll get you some soap and some towels and show you where you can take a shower. Because for many of them, it's the first time in 8-9 months that they've had something hot. You know, they have the cold showers and all, but nothing like what we have. And they always stay for dinner and everything, and are always so thrilled at the change of pace. And then we've been going over there. They take us over by helicopter and fly us all around the area and show us the provincial hospital, the Vietnamese hospital, and the hospital, period. And it's very just dusty and dirty. And the men all wear these marine green fatigues, and the first time the girls went, they wore them too. But it's requested that we wear skirts, because men like to see the women in skirts, because we wear low shoes and all, and our overseas cap and just our regular blue uniforms. But we have to wear the skirts, which is all right. No one minds, really. Least of all any of us that are here. I haven't been, because it means going on your day off, and I don't get a day off, so I haven't been. But maybe someday I'll be able to go when I have had some sleep, you know, and I haven't been up all night. They have no female nurses over there, I should say, and this is they have male nurses, and this is a big thing. They really miss seeing the female nurses. But I had a good day at the beach. A few accidents, but that's exaggerated. I was playing football gently, you know, with some of the boys, and they were throwing like they were throwing a Jimmy Brown, and I bent my finger and got a kind of a bruise, but it's all right now. I just thought I should know better than playing with them. And there were only two nurses over there. And then I stepped on a rock and cut my foot, which was a small thing, really. But over there, everything is so dirty that it gets infected, and within 24 hours it was infected. But of course, with modern miracle drugs, it's fine. It was just right on my instep, you know. And I've got a Bacitracin ointment on it and everything, and it's fine. It's in great shape. It wasn't even a deep cut. It was more like an abrasion. But as I say, everything is so filthy over here that you just automatically, you know, get infected. And the sand is filled with these little sand fleas, so you have bites all over you, but I'm not complaining for all the inconveniences that you put up with. It really is great just to get over there and swim and enjoy it and have a good time. They had a sailing party, too. As I told you, I'm not really very fond of this sailing, but I'm afraid that we're going to have to go, because the captain's given out the order that we will go. Because he likes to have the people from Fleet or Force Logistics Command, the Marines, entertained. And I don't blame the younger kids for not wanting to go, to tell you the truth, because all of the men are much older. You know, there's no one in the club that's under the rank of Lieutenant Colonel. The Marines are very, you know, they're a funny bunch. And this club is just for Lieutenant Colonels and above, and so there's no one there who's under a Lieutenant Colonel. And these kids don't know what to talk about with all these high-ranking officers and all, and I don't blame them. It's not much fun for them. As I said, I don't really care to fly quarters for passenger pickup. We haven't had fly quarters all day. I suppose maybe around 4 o'clock they'll start breaking loose, and all hell will break. Oh. all hell will break loose. They just announced a passenger's going to Quang Tri. We had sent a couple of nurses over there today. Kathleen was over there yesterday, and of course they all went wild about her, because she's such a cute-looking girl anyway. And in this folder I'm going to put in a picture from the USS Princeton's newspaper. And a couple of them went over to the Princeton one day to see the wounded and all, and they wrote it up in Stars and Stripes and in the local paper, but Kathy's picture's in it, so I thought I'd send it to you and show you where they had been. Busman's Holiday, but they had a good time. They went over by chopper, and then they landed on the carrier deck and everything, and that's kind of a big thrill. So I haven't done any of that, but as I say, I really don't care. And they keep saying, oh, you have to go to the 118th Surgical, and the chief nurse from out there comes out all the time, and he keeps saying, you have to come over and visit us, and I say, yes, I know I do, but there's just no time, you know. But anyhow, back to the sailing part is, I guess we'll have to go. I'm sorry that it had to come to that, that they tell you you must recreate in this fashion, because I would much prefer to go to the beach. I would much rather swim and run up and down the beach. It's more of an active exercise for me that I feel that I need at this time, rather than just moving from one side of the boat to the other. And frankly, you know, a lot of them are amateur sailors. They're all amateur sailors. And I'm not at all enthusiastic about getting into a boat with somebody that I'm not convinced handles the boat very well. And capsize. I don't think it's funny. It has capsized. They have capsized a couple of times. And I'm just not all for it. And they keep running aground over there now because of the lake that they're in is so shallow because the Vietnamese drained it off to flood the rice paddies. So anyhow, well, the captain says go. I guess we'll go. He feels this is a way to make Admiral. You know, there's always an awful lot of attention. We get an awful lot of attention, no doubt about it, you know. No matter where you go, somebody's taking your picture or somebody's doing something for you, and it's very flattering, you know. Of course, that's why I get so used to it, you know, everybody taking your pictures. There was someone from Washington taking pictures of the beach party, and gee, I couldn't even reach for a can of beer, but they had a picture of it, you know. And but they do this all the time, and you get so used to it. But and so used to talking to newspaper people. Speaking of newspaper articles, I have not yet read the article that you sent, Dad, but I will read it. Someone else's family sent one on Delta Med, which is the marine company that sends casualties to us from the beach. And I started to read the beginning of it, but I didn't finish it because I'm afraid it's, I don't know. Swim call. So I just don't know. I just can't say that I think it's, that I think they exaggerate what they want to exaggerate, or they pick out points that, like they were asking me about triage, and they were asking me, you know, how we triage our patients. And so this fellow was in the Navy, so I know that anything he prints has to be reviewed first, and I explained to him that, look, if they can live, then you operate them first. If you don't think they're going to have a chance, then they go last. And he thought that was, he said the newspapers would really raise Cain with something like that. I said, but it's a fact of life, and the newspaper reporters are not sitting over here watching these things go on. They're sitting back someplace in the States and making judgments about what goes on over here. However, so that's the story on that. I haven't seen anybody from Charlie's old outfit at all. I guess they're so darn busy they don't have time for sailing parties, beach parties, or anything else, which is okay, too. Let's see, on the lighter side, last Sunday night, the new CEO let us all go to dinner and let the females go to dinner in civilian clothes, because we were all tickled, and we thought it was just great. And there's nothing on the bulletin board about it tonight, but we're hoping that maybe once a month or every other week or so he might let us wear civilian clothes to dinner. It gives us a boost, and the men seem to enjoy it too, rather than seeing us in uniforms all the time. Let me see.